Nicias now sent a letter to the Athenian assembly requesting that he be relieved of his command. He had some kidney disease, so this is perhaps fair dinkum. But he also said in that same letter that Sicily was a lost cause, and that if the Athenians wanted to take the place, they'd need to send out another force as big as the first one. Well, he was probably not exaggerating here, and he probably thought that his language would make the Athenians see sense, that they'd realize the time had come to cut their losses. That's a prudent thing to do. But once again, the assembly didn't see sense. They didn't recall Nicias, and swayed by the oratory of speakers in Athens, the Athenians voted a second expedition, this one under the command of Demosthenes. Now, this second fleet arrived in 413, and it hit trouble immediately. While trying to take Epipolae, Demosthenes was soundly defeated, and he immediately decided that the time was more than ripe to get the heck out of there. Now, this would have been music to Nicias's ears, especially as Gylippus the Spartan was increasing his own force daily with reinforcements from elsewhere in Sicily and also the Peloponnesian League. Then nature intervened. As the Athenian force was getting ready to set sail, a lunar eclipse occurred. Now, Thucydides says the Athenians interpreted this eclipse as a sign that they were to stay. And they were to stay for 27 days. Thucydides talks about 3 times 9 days. Nicias, who was very superstitious and believed in omens, announced that he was going to follow the advice of those who had interpreted the eclipse as meaning they should stay for another 27 days. And so, as a result, the Athenian fleet stayed where it was in the harbor at Syracuse. Now, this was the chance the Syracusans had been waiting for. They blocked up the entrance to their harbor so the Athenian fleet couldn't put to sea even if it wanted to. And then the Syracusans attacked the Athenians and their allies with all they had. In a series of engagements in the great harbor at Syracuse, the Athenians and their allies were completely defeated. Those who survived the battle, about 40,000 of them, including Demosthenes and Nicias, by the way, swam for safety from their sinking vessels. But the only place they could swim to, of course, was the shores of Sicily. In effect, given the power of Syracuse in Sicily, not to mention the presence of the Spartan army there, the Athenians were fleeing through enemy territory, and they were hunted down. The slaughter was terrible. Thousands of them, including Demosthenes, were killed at the hands of the Syracusans and the Peloponnesians. These people relentlessly pursued them. They fired arrows at them. They speared them as they ran away. At one river crossing, the river Asinarus, so many Athenians were massacred that the water ran red with blood. Thucydides says that it was at this river that the greatest number of men in the entire war died in one spot. This was the point where Nicias surrendered to Gylippus, offering his own life if Gylippus would order the massacre to end. Gylippus agreed, and the remaining Athenians were then taken captive. The Sicilian expedition was over. How would the horrific news be received in Athens? What's going to happen next? Well, we'll answer these questions in our next lecture, which will also deal with a period of oligarchy in Athens, an oligarchy that arose because of the failure of the direct democracy over Sicily. Thank you very much.